Welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butchers here. And as always, thanks for tuning in here, boys and girls. Having some problems with my microphone, but I think it's working just fine now. Giving you some sports news that, yes, indeed, you can't get enough of. Let me start off with the Detroit Tigers. Yes, last time we talked, about the Detroit Tigers needing the spark after a six-game winning streak came to a streaking halt with a four-game losing streak, leaving them 1.5 games ahead of the last-place Kansas City Royals in the American League Central. Now, after Monday's doubleheader, which the Tigers got slammed, the Tigers called up Akil Baddoo from the AAA Toledo to make room for the roster utility player Cody Clemens was optioned off to Toledo. That's too bad. I like Cody Clemens there. Screwball dominated the Royals today now, for instance, there. By the way, the first day in the lineup for Akil Baddoo, the Tigers win. Leaving us up to today here, and Terrell Skrubel dominated the Royals for a record 10 outs against the first 11 batters he faced. He retired 3 in a row in 10 pitches in the second, 3 in a row with 11 pitches in the third. The fourth inning was just not his style here, or something like that there, as the Kansas City Royals recorded several weak hits and took advantage of a lot of defensive mistakes that the Detroit Tigers made, and they scored 4 runs. The Tigers lose 5-2 on this day, series finale at Kauffman Stadium. Tigers are 37-52. They're on the losing end on 3 of the 4 games they played in the series. That's including getting swept on Monday. Oh, well, what are they going to think of next, boys and girls? I'm talking about the Detroit Tigers, that is. Well, Dave McKay is jumping for joy and probably on his bed right now, just jumping up and down, doing backflips, forward flips, and in between anything else there. As the Toronto Blue Jays fired their manager, Charlie Montoya, on Wednesday, the team was in the midst of a rough 2-9 stretch since July the 2nd. Montoya was in his final year of his original deal. He signed a 1-year contract extension in April, which includes a club option for 24 and 25. Too bad he's not going to be able to perform that. Montoya finished with a 2-36 and a 2-36 record across 4 seasons as a Blue Jay skipper. Thank you, Dave McCaig. Of course, you can hear Dave McKay every Monday on the Game Sports Show, along with Scott Nason and myself. Dave was so passionate this last Monday about the Blue Jays. I know he's just clapping around here. Days after the MLB Commissioner Ron Manfred named his honorary All-Stars, along with Miguel Cabrera, the Athletics, Kathy Wu reported that the retiring St. Louis Cardinals slugger is going to participate in the Home Run Derby. Yes, he's going to participate in the Home Run Derby. I'm telling you now. Yep. He'll be joined by All-Star, 2-time Derby winner Pete Alonso, Atlanta Braves All-Star Ronald Acuña Jr., both confirmed that their Derby participation early Monday. Who else? It's one more. I think a St. Louis Cardinal who wears number 5. He's also in the Home Run Derby, too. I just can't get over it. Now, speaking of the All-Star game, the Dodger Stadium concession workers have voted to authorize a strike just a week before, or less than a week before, the All-Star game taking place in Los Angeles. 99% of the Dodger Stadium workers voted to authorize the strike, which could happen at any time now, boys and girls. That's including before the stadium opens its door to the baseball fans around the world. According to a statement viewed by Bill Sharkin of the Los Angeles Times, United Here Local 11, represented by 1,500 food service, bartenders, suite attendants, cooks, dishwashers at Dodger Stadium, all of those who concession workers are employed by Levy Restaurants, which I think Levy works in Ford Field, which handles the concession for all the Dodgers game. Sue Minio, the co-president of United Here Local 11, told the LA Times that many concession workers have trouble providing even the basic necessities for themselves and their families. Oh boy. We'll stay on top of that one. Condoleezza Rice is now the part owner of the Denver Broncos. The former USA Secretary of State officially joined the new ownership group of the Broncos on Monday, the team announced. Rice will join a group led by Walmart's heir, Rob Walton, and his family. Don't be surprised if Walmart won't be next door to the Broncos stadium. Michigan football fans are mourning one of his own, former head coach and longtime assistant under Bo Schembechler, Gary Moeller. He died on Monday. He was 81 years old. The Wolverines football program confirmed the news via the press release that was given late Monday night. We shared that to you. Scott Nason did, by the way, on the Game Sports Show as we was on the air. Moeller embraced the full sense of being a Michigan man as he would coach along Bo Schembechler for nearly 20 years, who came from Ohio State, by the way, as a linebacker. I was very much so impressed. I met him several times. I was very impressed with how he took over the Lions and took care of them. After Bobby Ross said, hey, I'm not feeling well, mental health, etc. Yes, he came on in there and gave the Lions a boost. But a little man from San Francisco came in there and ruined it all. And his first job was he fired Gary Moeller. I did not like that day. And I think he got a bad joke, a bad yarn on that there. However, Moeller was a very personable guy, very intelligent about football. He will be missed around the world of football and then some, especially by the members of the Big Ten. Participating in the Michigan High School Athletic sponsored sports rebounding tremendous season in the 21-22 season, despite a slight decline in enrollment among the 750 member high schools there. The onset of COVID-19 during the spring of 2020 was followed by a significant decline in participating in MHSAA sports during the 2021 season. However, participants for the most recent school year concluded this spring saw an increase by 6.6% from the 2020 and 2021 season to a total of 260,542 participants across 28 sports, which the MHSAA sponsored postseason tournaments. Even as statewide enrollment fell by 0.76% to 440,728 students this past year. I'm just saying. Okay. Andrew Kopp is coming home. The Ann Arbor native who attended Skyline and the University of Michigan signed a 5-year contract worth representing about $28.100 million with the Detroit Red Wings shortly after the start of the unrestricted free agent brouhaha going around all through the league. His agreement terms was also with veteran David Perron. Perron come from St. Louis. I think Kopp. You know what? I didn't bring what club he came from, but he must be important. The Red Wings announced Wednesday a 2-year deal for Perron as well, $4.75 million. Red Wings made earlier splashes signing Andre Kopp, Ali Matus, Metata, or whatever that name is, but I'll never get it right. One day I will. An hour later, Ben Chirac was signed, Dominic Kubalich, or Kubalich. And again, I mentioned David Perron shortly thereafter. Red Wings have a new coach in the Braves, but how many new players will they go after? I'm going to say this. The Red Wings, I deeply hope, being they're going to get them some homegrown players like Cobb, will go after Jeff Petrie. Petrie is a puck-moving defenseman who can play heavy minutes, just as he did with the Montreal Canadiens and just as he did with Edmonton before he was acquired by the Montreal Canadiens. And yes, Jeff Petrie is a free agent. He is the son of Dan Petrie, former Detroit Tiger, and yes, announcer on their games. The Pistons lost the Summer League game against the Indiana Pacers last night, 101-87. Majority of their starting group or the mainstay group did not play. They played a lot of other players, and indeed, and it was good. It was good indeed. Now, this is a story that really you're not going to get enough of. Former Detroit Red Wings enforcer, excuse me, Darren McCarty has stepped into the wrestling ring at the age of 50 years old, making one of the most unique post-career moves of any pro hockey player. While the majority of the gray hair is still former Red Wing and NHLer enjoys extra time to play golf and do podcasts, McCarty still has an urge to enlarge his horizons in some former battle in the ring. Most recently, he was named to the card of the Detroit show upcoming of the Los Angeles-based promotion Circle 6. And I'll tell you about Circle 6 in a moment there. McCarty will be partnering with a team that's called themselves the Midwest Scum as they face the Premiers on the other side of the ring. This is not only a local backyard wrestling company either. This is not just one of them thing about it, just made up. On the very same night on July the 22nd, Josh Alexander of Impact Wrestling is going to be on there, and the Impact World Champions belt will be on the line to itself. I mean, hey, you can't get no better than that there. Now, if you want to see that particular match, you got to go on 2900 East Grand River, Grand Boulevard, not Grand River, Grand Boulevard, East Grand Boulevard, 2900 East Grand Boulevard. That's in Detroit. And also, it will be streaming live on at Title Match WN. I'll probably repeat this on Sunday because I care. I'm quite sure you do too. With that saying, boys and girls, I end another show on Butch on Sports. Getting over the hump, that's a hard thing to do. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Production. Check Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook. You can also check out Butch on Sports on Podomatic.com. Just type in SimplyButchToO.podomatic.com. You can also go to the Game Sports Show. Podbean.com and get all the 411 of Butch on Sports plus the other ensemble of shows on that particular website, Podbean.com, or the Game Sports Show, Podbean.com. Okay? You can do that. Hopefully all of you have a very, very good weekend. No runs, hits, or errors. And please, by the way, as I always say, during these troubled times, please stay safe, okay? Have a very good weekend. Bye-bye for now.